Victims of the Israeli war in Gaza at the turn of 2009 are still waiting for justice. Although 4 years have passed, Israeli leaders and military commanders are still free. During the course of 22 days, Israeli forces wreaked havoc on the tiny coastal enclave, killing nearly 1,400 people, including hundreds of women and children. Israeli warplanes and tanks also pounded civilian infrastructure, including roads, schools, and hospitals. The Samouni family from a Zaytun neighborhood lost 29 members during one Israeli air raid. Most of them were children and women.
The Israeli army forced tens of my relatives, including women and children, into a house and then exploded it. Most of them were killed in the explosion. I still call on international community to bring to justice the Israeli leaders for this crime.
The Palestinian Center for Human Rights, PCHR, said it has lodged legal cases in different countries on behalf of Palestinians who have been victims of alleged Israeli war crimes. PCHR's Rajesh Sirani told Press TV that some European countries have changed their laws in order to prevent the prosecution of Israeli war criminals.
4 years after custody operation, it's very obvious that Israel is still not held accountable. And Israeli war criminals still free. Now what's happening, I mean, effectively, that Israel do enjoy legal political immunity. They have this full immunity due to the American and European position.
Israel claims it attacked the Gaza Strip in late 2008 to stop rocket firing from the tiny coastal enclave. But facts on the ground show that civilians and civilian infrastructure were the prime targets of Israeli attacks. Rights workers have accused the international apathy of giving Israeli forces the green light to carry out more attacks against Gazans.
4 years on, it's quite clear that there's been no justice whatsoever for any of the crimes. Over 1,400 people killed, over 300 children, over 5,000 injured. The more and more Israel feels it has an immunity under international law, the more we can expect further massacres, further attacks on a mass level, where it's civilians every time, and especially women and children, who are the principal victims.
According to a UN report issued by veteran war crimes prosecutor Richard Goldstone, Israeli forces used disproportionate force and deliberately targeted civilians during the war. 4 years after Israeli forces waged an all-out war on Gaza, it remains to be seen whether the perpetrators will face trials at war crimes tribunals. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV Gaza.